Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of today's Cross Encounters. Several years ago, two of my elders approached me and asked if we could celebrate the Lord's Supper each week instead of twice a month. We decided to explore the biblical and confessional teachings on the frequency of Holy Communion. This exercise led the congregation I serve to offer Holy Communion each Sunday of the year. As I visit ELCE congregations, the question of the frequency of Holy Communion is a common topic for discussion. And I am delighted that this question is being asked because it demonstrates that our congregations are wrestling with the important issues. For the Lord's Supper is not a trivial matter, but it lies at the very heart and center of Lutheran worship. ELCE congregations offer Holy Communion either once, twice, or every Sunday of the month. Which one's right? In discussions, I've heard five common reasons for not having communion more than twice a month. They include, number one, if offered too often, it may not be special for me. Number two, it goes against historic ELCE practice. Number three, wouldn't it put visitors off? Number four, the service now goes on too long. Let's look at these briefly. Thank God people think that the Lord's Supper is special. For it is truly a wonderful gift. It is Jesus Christ coming to us in His very body and blood, sacramentally united in, with, and under the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus really is there for me, to forgive me, and to forgive you. It would be difficult to overemphasize how special this gift is. The problem with our first objection is that it approaches the Lord's Supper from the wrong direction. It emphasizes what is important to me, namely my feelings, instead of emphasizing what Jesus gives. This objection places me and my feelings at the center instead of Jesus and His word and promises. Now, almost every Sunday, my family and I enjoy a roast dinner, but that fact does not make it any less special or tasty or cause me not to look forward to it every Sunday. Second, I often hear that weekly communion is not the historic practice of the ELCE. Now, that's true. And while I in no way want to disparage or find fault with those leaders and pastors who began and worked so faithfully in our midst for so many years, I would humbly encourage us to re-examine our practice from the basis of the Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. Jesus, in the words of institution, said, "As often as I do this." Now that implies we should regularly do this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, Paul notes that when the Corinthians come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. Paul chastises them for their abuses, but in doing so, he implies that each time the church gathers for worship, they celebrate the Lord's Supper. The Lutheran confessions state that the practice at the time of the Reformation was that the Lord's Supper was offered at least every Sunday and on every holy day. The Augsburg Confession, Article 24, Paragraph 34. And Dr. Luther encourages us to prepare ourselves to receive this blessed sacrament frequently, in the Large Catechism, 39th paragraph. And later in the Large Catechism, Luther advises that the Eucharist should be observed frequently, wherever and whenever you will, according to everyone's opportunity and need. Paragraph 47. The Scriptures and the Lutheran Confessions do not prescribe how frequently we are to observe the Lord's Supper. Instead, they encourage and they implore us to do so regularly so that we may receive the gifts that are offered there. Third, I have heard that weekly communion would make our visitors feel uncomfortable. I applaud the concern that we should do everything possible to make visitors in our midst feel welcome. However, we can reduce the risk of offense by speaking with those visitors about our communion practice before the service begins. Announcements in the bulletins can also be very helpful in explaining our communion practice. And let's be honest, how many of our congregations are really overrun with visitors? Lord, please grant that this might become a real issue. And finally, occasionally I hear concerns that the service will last too long. The liturgy indeed should be well planned and run smoothly, but is a 75-minute divine service really too much of a sacrifice to make? So, how often should communion be celebrated? Well, to impose a rule about this would be to fall under the law and compel people to partake of the gospel. Instead, Jesus bids us to come in faith to receive His gifts for us often. Each congregation needs to decide this issue for itself. But I encourage everyone in the ELCE to take a fresh look at this issue, to study its significance for our life together as a Lutheran church body. Let us pray. O Lord our God, in holy baptism, You have called us to be Christians, and You have granted us the remission of sins. Make us ready to receive the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all of our sins, and grant us grateful hearts so that we may give thanks to You, O Father, through Your Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.